Hi, today is March 23rd. I'm Goldie, and welcome to episode 12 of the Diamond Hands podcast, Converting Currency Without the Fees. Remember, I am not a financial advisor, and nothing contained in this show or any other show should be considered as personal financial advice. So this episode is all about trying to get away without paying the conversion fees when you're trying to convert Canadian to American dollars or American dollars to Canadian dollars. Let's say you're a Canadian who wants to buy shares of Apple. If you look that up on the stock ticker, it's AAPL, you're going to find that it's only able to be purchased in American dollars. If you're an American who wants to buy shares of a Canadian company like Canopy Growth Corp, that's going to be WEED, Weed, and that's listed on the TSX, you're going to have to convert your Freedom Bucks into Canadian dollars. If you want to do this, there are a few ways that you can go about it. What most people do is they go through their brokerage and they just pay the fee associated with it. So your brokerage will normally charge you somewhere between 1.5% to 2% as a commission to convert your dollars. And that doesn't seem like a whole lot, but what it means is that before you've even invested your money, you're already starting in the hole by a couple percent. If you're converting $10,000 and they're charging you 2% to convert those 10,000 Canadian to American or American to Canadian, that's already $200 that you're spending just to get the conversion done. That 2% is the equivalent of around 3 or 4 months of time in the market based on historical averages of that like 10% year over year or 8% year over year. The way that I like to avoid these fees when I'm converting money is through the use of what's known as Norbert's Gambit. So Norbert's Gambit is a way that you can exchange your money from Canadian to American or American to Canadian, where instead of paying the conversion fees, you're able to just use shares that are listed on both Canadian and American stock exchanges to exchange your currency. So what I do is there's a currency ETF called Horizon's US Dollar Currency ETF. Its ticker is DLR. So if you type in DLR, it'll show you this currency ticker in Canadian dollars. And then if you use DLR.U, it'll show you the same currency in American dollars. So each share of this is reflective of the same amount of value, but held in different currencies. And so the difference in price between the two, DLR and DLR.U, reflects the current exchange rate of the two. So what you can do is if you want to exchange 10,000 Canadian dollars into American, you'll go into your broker, you get a quote for DLR, and you figure out how many shares you can buy for $10,000 Canadian. So today, I'm recording this a day before it's actually being released, and DLR is currently trading at $12.64 Canadian. Meanwhile, DLR.U is trading at $10.08 American. So essentially, if I wanted to convert $10,000 from Canadian to American, I would buy $10,000 worth of DLR. I would place an order for that number of shares. The trade's going to settle in Canadian dollars. Then I'm going to go on the phone and I'm going to call my brokerage customer service desk and I'm going to ask them to take my DLR shares that I've bought and do what's called journaling them over to the US dollar side of my account because I've got a Canadian side and an American side of my trading accounts. From there, my brokerage's customer service representative will do that. He'll turn my DLR shares into DLR.U shares because they're both representative of the same actual sort of product. It's the same equity. It's just carried in different currencies. So then once it's been journaled over to the American side of the account, I can place an order to sell all of those DLR.U shares. The trade's going to settle in American dollars. And then essentially I'll have converted this $10,000 from Canadian into American. And instead of paying 2% of the total $10,000 sum, I'll just pay the two commission fees. So it would total me $20 instead of $200. And then I'll lose a little bit on the bid-ask spread. But it's going to have huge savings overall. And it's super worthwhile if you are able to hold US dollars in your account. Most brokerages don't allow this with RRSPs, but some do. I was able to do this with my RRSPs through RBC, so it is totally possible. But this is a really great way that if you are able to hold both Canadian and American dollars in your accounts, this is a great way that you're able to convert your dollars without paying this exuberant 2% fee. Hopefully that's useful. This is a really short episode, just trying to give a really nice little handy little tip there. For me personally, it all comes down to a cost comparison. With my account and my brokerage that I use, it costs $10 per trade in commissions, which means that I would pay $20 per conversion to use Norbert's Gambit. If I compare that with a 2% conversion fee that my brokerage charges, then that means that if I want to convert anything more than $1,000 from Canadian to American or vice versa, using Norbert's Gambit is going to be way more financially efficient for me. And that's what I do. If I needed to convert less than $1,000, then it would be more efficient for me just to pay the brokerage's conversion fees, because that would be less than the $20 in commissions that doing Norbert's Gambit would charge. Anyways, I hope that was helpful for you. Thank you for listening to episode 12 of the Diamond Hands podcast. Join me again on March 30th, where I'm going to talk about five-figure hell. If you have any questions for me or ideas for future episodes, please feel free to contact me at brainlit.fi@gmail.com. I've got that down in the show notes, the email address there, and I hope you have a great week. Cheers.